Good Monday morning, my peeps. It's Yo Adrian Talks, and I'm excited to have a guest here that loves the law of attraction and has lots of information on it. So I have Sarah McAtee. Hi, Sarah. Thanks for coming.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Awesome. Well, Sarah, I would love for you to introduce yourself to my listeners and tell them a little bit about you.
Sure. So I am a subconscious mindset coach. And the reason why I make it be more specific like that is because I really do coach my clients' subconscious minds. There's a lot of different mindset coaches out there and a lot of different modalities, and I love all of them. But I really have a special relationship with my clients' subconscious minds, and I help them meet their own subconscious minds and get to know it better. But yeah, I help particularly ambitious creatives, which really can be a lot of people, but it's anybody who's really building a dream, any type of dream, and their mind is kind of getting in their way, or they're experiencing a lot of doubt or imposter syndrome, or really they're putting their own blocks in to their road that they're wanting to do and to pursue. And so I help ambitious creatives unlock their fullest potential by changing their subconscious beliefs.
I love that you're in a great spot because that's basically all my listeners are people who are, female entrepreneurs that are really just, trying to keep taking the next step, right, to build their business and make it better. So I love
Yeah.
all the things you're talking about. I think we probably all popped on at some point in our life with the doubt and the imposter syndrome and all those things. So
Yeah.
I absolutely think you have a great audience that is going to be listening today to hear all your
Wonderful.
great tips. So, I'd love for you to start. I heard you're like me and you're a definition person, and you usually start with the definition of law of attraction. So I am all ears.
Yeah. My, I guess, informal definition of the law of attraction is that like attracts like. So who you are being is what you're going to attract more of. I know that you probably have heard a lot of different, like, what you think about, you bring about, what you believe and perceive you can achieve, all of that kind of stuff. That's all law of attraction. But if we really simplify it and bring it down to what does that actually mean? It means that who you are showing up as in the world, you will get more of. And so when people ask me, well, how do I know, what I'm attracting? And I'm like, well, look at what you're attracting. What are you bringing into your life? If you are, bringing in unfortunate events, if there's people are responding to you in a certain way, maybe they're annoyed with you, like random strangers in the grocery store or something. I always like to ask myself, and I challenge my clients to ask themselves, who are you being that's attracting that? My favorite part about the law of attraction is that it really causes you to stand in your power. It really causes you to take responsibility for how you are showing up to the world. And that's super empowering. I think sometimes people have resistance to that because there's a little bit of defensiveness around, well, how could I have created that? Or, what, they're still stuck in the life is happening to me mode. And the law of attraction, when you really get to know it, it's about how is the like that life is happening for me.
Right.
You know, we go from the victim mentality to this very empowering way. I had this past client a couple years ago who, was saying that I feel like, disempowered when I'm like, oh, I did that and I did that. And I hear you. I get that. However, how empowering is it that if you did that, you can undo that?
Oh, good point. Yes.
And I think that like it's when you start to live your life in that way, you can slowly reprogram your brain to that's your go-to. Your go-to isn't for me. The go-to is, oh, awesome. Like I did this. Oops. Okay, let's take a step back. And like you really start to believe that you do create your reality. And I
I
love
love,
when that
yeah,
shift starts to happen.
I was going to say, I love that stand in your power. Because, every time when I get off, I'm like, realize the power is within you, because it's so true, right? Like we, it's not that, it's not that you're controlling outside things that happen to you, but it's controlling how you respond and how you relate it to your life. Like, right.
Yes.
Like it's that whole, what's the one, like you have one flat tire, so you slash the other three, it's like, how are
Yeah.
you reacting to
Yes.
the thing that happens to you? And it's so true, because it's hard for people to process that, with, like you said, that defense mechanism kicks in, because it's like, no, I didn't do this. Like, no way. But when you
Yes.
can grab a hold of that, for sure, it changes the way you look at life and the things, the way you look at things happening and how you can create the vibe that you want to attract. Right. So.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. It stops the momentum of the next segment. I don't know if anybody who's listening knows who Abraham Hicks is, but one thing that they say is the segment of things. If something happens in a certain segment of your life, let's say the morning, something unfortunate happened in the morning, you still have the power. Just because that had happened, just because a car hit your parked car and you had nothing, you're like, what the heck? Doesn't mean that the next segment, the next hour, the next couple of minutes, you have to respond to that and create more unfortunate events. You have the power at any moment to kind of press that energetic and vibrational reset button, so that the next segment you can kind of turn it around. And that really plays into the whole responsibility and like really standing in how you get to react. Like, you really are in control of your reality, because you get to choose how you're gonna show up in the next
Right.
segment.
I
So.
love that. I've never thought of it in segments. That's such a great way to look at it, that like, you can segment that out. Like, I've had that before where you have to like, okay, like, you go to do something and something else happens and something else, and you're like, oh, it's going to be one of those days. And I'm like, no, it's just a 5 minutes, right? Like,
Yes,
we can now
yes.
take this 5 minutes and say, well, that was not the best way to start my day, but that doesn't have to define my day.
Yes,
That's such a great point.
100%.
I like the segment, because that really feels like, hey, this is just this little glippet. Like, that's it.
Yes.
You can move on.
Yeah. 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 I know. I've trained myself. I mean, I'm still training myself, right? Because that's the whole point of reprogramming your brain, is little by little moments. But I've programmed myself that whenever something unfortunate happens, my first thought right after that is, okay, slow the momentum down. Let's just slow it down. Like, it doesn't have to continue. And that really helps. And when I have those days where there's a lot of momentum happening and it's like one thing after another, and I'm like, what is, like, I'm always like, what is happening? And I either will call a friend, and I feel really blessed that I have friends who all practice this stuff too. So when I call them and go, I gotta change my vibration right now, like, they're like, got it. And they help me change it, or I go to this place of like, just get to my bedroom, right? Because it's like this, like, nothing can touch me, like, my car is parked, I'm not, like, because a lot of energy is held in cars. And so, we're all co-creating. So when you think about being on the freeway, it's not just you creating your reality. It's the car next to you and the car next to you and then in the front and back, like, and everyone is in control of their reality. And so sometimes there's some crazy literal crashes that happen with that. And so, I think I just go to that place of like, hey, how can I get to a place where like nothing, I can really decrease the chance of something else happening, so I can get a handle on it, like, and slow the momentum down.
It's so funny that you say that, because I play volleyball, and like, when all of a sudden you're on the defensive side a bunch and you're like, slow it down, like, we have to start back fresh so we can get them on the defensive side, right? Like, it's so
Yeah.
interesting that even, in your thoughts, like, if you slow it down and get back to your place, like, where you, where you feel in control again, that is such a great point. I've never thought of that before. And I say it all the time in volleyball. I'm like, slow it down. Wait, get back to where we are. Like, cause you kind of start letting the momentum of other things happening at you, mess with your vibe and what you're doing. So I've never even thought of it that way. Like, take that minute to slow it down and go, is this the vibe I want to be in all day? Do I want to, like I was in that moment, like I was like, oh, these three things just happened to me in a hot second. What's coming next? And but I can go, wait, no, this was just a little thing. The rest of the day is going to be great. Like I can reset that. That's so interesting to say it that way. I love that. I love that. So, you know, what are some tricks that you have used, like with the slow it down, but like when you're subconscious, like how do you catch those thoughts? You know, like sometimes like when you're first starting in this, I know how hard it was. I was there. I was a very victim mentality kind of person for a while too. How do you start catching that? Like, what are some of your tricks to helping people to catch those thoughts and realizing that those are what's creating your attract, what you're attracting?
Yeah, great question. And I actually have, this is like my freebie that I give out to people because this is like such a common question that I get. And I will shortly be actually turning this into a webinar, a live webinar. So I'm so glad you asked me this because it's so important. If we really, because it can be quite complicated, right? But if we try to simplify it the best we can, I have came up with 5 steps that help us. The first step is that you have to become aware of your thoughts. Like you literally can't do anything after that. Like if you can't be aware of your thoughts in the moment that it's happening, if you still struggle with like after everything happened, you're like, oh my gosh, like what was that? And you know, when I'm thinking about it, then it's hard to stop it in the moment. So the key is to really train yourself to identify, well, what thoughts am I currently having right now that's causing me to feel those things and then causing me to attract more of that. So step one is become aware of your thoughts. Step two is you need to stop the thought. I have a trick called cancel, cancel. And pretty much whenever a thought that does not serve you comes into your mind, you're going to say cancel, cancel. I always view it as like 2 red X's because you can say cancel, cancel, but still visualize the thing that you, that's not wanted. So I try to come from all the sides and cancel it out. So I'll say cancel, cancel. And it will oftentimes it will look like a half a thought has caught up. Like I could be like, yeah, well, I'm cancel, cancel. And the other person doesn't hear it. And then I don't hear it anymore. And I don't allow that to fully form.
Well, and that's good too, because like you said, once you're aware, you realize that a lot of it is spiraling, right? Like you, like I said, like, so this thing fell on my foot and then I spilled the milk and then, right?
Yes.
Like now I'm putting them all together instead of the fact that they are, if I would have canceled each one, it's
yes.
just one little thing happening, but that's what our brain has a tendency to do is like bundle it, right? So like I
yes.
say, I'm not good enough. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, not only are you not good enough, you're not good with your kids and you're not good with your husband, right? And it bundles it. Like you did this, this, and this, and like creates this bigger vision. And that's
which, you know, you actually are describing the law of vibration because the law of vibration states that vibration, like vibration attracts like vibration. So our thoughts are a form of vibration. So if we're having a certain negative thought, we, because of the law, we're going to have another thought that's on that same vibration. And that's honestly how we totally spiral down. And we're like, how did I get here?
Right.
I started here and now I'm on a completely different subject, but they all feel awful. Like they all,
right.
they don't, they're
yeah.
not good. You know, they don't feel good. But that actually brings me to a really good point that you will know, like for step two, you will know that it's a thought you want to stop when you don't feel good about it. That's like the, I get that question a lot too is, well, how do I know that this is not a thought serving me? I'm like, because your body will tell you. It will tell you that it's not agreeing with your statement.
Right.
And so when you don't feel good, that's when you go cancel, cancel. Now, if you want to even go a step further, when you are in conversations with people, when you're interacting with others and they say something that does not feel good to you, let's say you have a friend who struggles with their body image and they're really critical of their body. And when they criticize their nose or criticize their weight, your body does not feel good when they say that,
Right.
then you can also cancel that. You can also go, no, cancel. Like, I don't want that for me, but I don't want that for you.
Right.
And so, I mean, I would say that it's helpful if you have a conversation with the person and say, I'm not cutting you off. I'm not trying to be mean or disrespectful. I really like just want the best for you. And I just don't want that in my space.
Right.
So,
I love it.
but
Yes.
yeah. Step three is to get off the subject. It's to break up the energy. It's to deactivate the thought. And so I like to meditate or take a nap, or basically these five steps are the definition of slowing momentum down. It's helping you actively know how to slow the momentum of thought and vibration and emotion down. So it's really like doing activities that break it up. And maybe what that looks like for you is like you just turn on your favorite song, like a song that you've just been jamming out to, and that gets you off the subject. Basically, like, help yourself not remain in the thought vibration that you were just in.
Yeah.
Step four is replace the thought. So that's super important because you want to let a certain thought linger. Like, you want that to be the dominating thought. So whatever, and it's easy because whatever thought you were having, just flip it. So if very simplistically, if the thought is I'm not enough or I'm not talented enough, then you flip that with I have so much talent in my little finger, or something that really like caught, like puts that into your subconscious. That's like the dominating belief.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, I think that's so smart because that's what we have to do. Is I always learned it as like a, almost like a rudder. Like, you have a thought and it creates this, you know, like this alley, right? Like,
yes,
that the ball keeps
yeah,
going
I call
back
it
and
a
forth.
Trench. Yeah, I call
yes.
it a trench. Yeah,
like a trench in your brain. And it's like, you have to be the one to make, to start a new trench, right? Like,
yes.
This thought has been
Yes.
going through your head, like, I'm not enough, or I don't have enough money, or whatever thought. And you have to be the one to create that new trench, but it's going to take a
Yes.
while to make it
Yes.
deep as the trench you already created, right?
Yeah,
So
I love that you brought that up. Most
yeah.
people don't, most people don't even bring that part up. And I love that you brought that up because that really is what, like, if we really got into it a little bit further, the trench that I describe is actually a neural pathway. And so I know that we're saying like a trench and like, okay, cool. What does that matter? It matters because your brain quite literally fires together on the thought that you continuously think. So it's not like that you really get to, that you're deciding to think this or not. Like, you've created a pathway, a connection, because of the amount of times that you've, you know, you've thought, that now you have to go in and actually take the time to like rewire a new synapse so that it, that's the dominating pathway, and the other
Right.
pathway slowly dies away. So I love that you brought that up. Thank you.
It's always been such a good visual for me because I'm like, you know, it's not going to be easy, right? Like, it's going to take
Yeah.
some time, and you are going to have to catch it and replace that thought. So
yeah,
I love
yeah,
that. Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah, and then there's just one last step, step five, which is that you allow the new thought to gain momentum in that direction. And you just watch how the world responds to you. It's pretty much going, oh, okay, I have enough talent in my middle, in my baby finger. Now you're like, now hopefully with the law of vibration, you then have the next thought that's a positive thought that matched that thought. Like, oh yeah. And then you start thinking of all the ways you are talented. And now you've literally just stopped yourself from creating or recreating the trench that you've been creating, and creating a new trench. And that's, if you do that over and over again, that's how you rewire your brain.
And I mean, it can work for so many things. Like, you know, in the direct sales industry, you've got people who are, you know, oh, I can't book a party, or I can't sell, or I can't sponsor, or can't lead a team, or whatever it is. And it's like, all of those were created at some point in this business. You had something happen or you started automatically with that thought. Like I've had people who right away are like, I don't know how to lead. And I'm like, we all know how to lead, because if we're all of a sudden you're in a terrible situation, it's amazing how you all of a sudden go, oh, maybe we should do this or that or this or that, right? Like
Right,
when you're under fire. But really, we have that capability all the time. It's just funny how we downplay everything we're given and start in those, in that spot of like, this is what you created thinking this whole time, instead of you could have thought the exact opposite, right? Like the whole time. But it's so interesting to me how much that affects all of it. So, you know, when you're, when we're talking about things, that one little thing you create, like we said, if it's just today's going to be a bad day, that can be lead to every day this week, and then every week, and then every month. And then guess what? My whole life, all the time, things go wrong for me, right? Like I just, or you, like you said, you stop it and you're like, that was just this little bit. Today's going to be bad, right?
And I think the goal is that, just as you described all of the snowballing effect of the negative things, the goal is that you get to then do it the other way. And now you're living a life where everything's happening for you. And you, like, you know, everything's working in your favor.
And I love that, because I try to tell, you know, when I'm working with people all the time, just as easily as that negative spiral came out of my mouth, the positive spiral can come out of your mouth, right? But like so many people, you know, it's that quote from Pretty Woman. I'm like, it's so true. The negative stuff is easier to believe, but it's not. It's just, we've allowed that, right? Society's allowed that. You've allowed that your whole life. Well, there are people who don't think that way. They only think the other way. They only think the positive side is. So I want to change that quote to like, the good stuff's easier to believe. That's what we need to remind ourselves, that the good stuff is easier to believe.
I agree. Yes, definitely.
Oh, I love that. I love the, and if you have that freebie that I can share, I would love to, you know, share with them on my Facebook page too, as well, so that they can have that.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. I'm turning into a free live webinar. So, it's going to be called The 5 Steps to Reprogram Your Brain.
I
so
love it.
I will definitely get that to you.
I'm so excited. Well, this has been awesome. You gave so many great tips, and just like, my mind's reeling too, of like all these great little, like, I love the segmenting. I mean, that is just, you know, so smart to think of it that way. But I always like to ask too, if you could give one piece of advice to our listeners, what would that be?
I think just overall, like, you have a unique energetic footprint. You know, like how we all have, like, you know, our fingerprints, like nobody ever in the history of the world has your exact fingerprint. Like the same goes for your energetic footprint. And so when we think about comparison, like at the end of the day, you actually can't compare yourself to anybody else. You can compare yourself to you, but you can't compare yourself to somebody else, because even if you did the exact cookie cutter version of the other person, if you said the same things and you posted the same stuff and you did the same business and you had the same husband and kids, and if you had the same everything in your life, if you were a clone of somebody else, you still have this unique energetic footprint. And so just know that, like, as you're going throughout the world and especially building your business, that yes, people pay for what you know, but people ultimately pay for your energetic footprint. And just know nobody can take that from you. And so when I learned that, it just, everything faded away. I realized, oh my gosh, like, I am the gold. I am the thing that no one can take. And that goes for everyone. And I think that that's so beautiful.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. And I want all of you listening to hear that, like, you are your gold. It is so true. Don't, no one else has what you have. You have that. And if you're not sharing it, if you're not being authentically you and sharing it in your way, I mean, other people are missing out on that, because they want the real you, right?
Yes, exactly. Like, it's magic that no one else has. It's a perfect combination of things that no one else has. So who are you to keep that from us? Who are you to keep that from the world? And I think more people need to hear that, because I think, like we said, a lot of people develop trenches of why me, and I'm not enough, and What do I have to offer the world? And especially when you're building your business and you're creative and you're putting yourself out there, there's a lot of vulnerability with that. And it's really easy to start like second guessing, like, am I it? And like, what I'm trying to say is that you are it. You just have to find that and tap into your unique energetic footprint and really lead with that, with confidence.
I love that.
So.
And I'm going to Sarah will be in our group. So you guys, as I always say, come to our Facebook group. And I'd love for you to share what you took away and what it is that makes you uniquely you. Like, what is that thing that you're like, you know what? You're right. I have this thing that like people compliment me on, or I know is great about me. And come share that, because Sarah and I are going to be there, and we're going to be, excited to cheer you on. Or also, if you have questions that you're like, hey, sometimes I feel this way, what could I do? Come and talk to us, right? Like, we would love to help you out with that.
Yes, of course, of course.
Well, thank you, Sarah, so much for coming on. I appreciate you.
Thank you
And
for having me.
oh, of course, of course.
This is
And
fun. I love having these types of conversations.
I know it was so great. And yeah, and definitely we might even have to have you back when we hear from everybody. So,
Part
but
two.
exactly. But you guys, I can't wait to see you in the Facebook group. We will be there for you. And until next week, when Yo Adrian talks, realize the power is within you.
Do you want your life to be more flexible? Do you wish you had a house on the beach? Do you want to travel more? Do you yearn for financial stability? Would you love to be your own boss? We all have a different dream life. It is literally so different for everyone. I help each person individually figure out what they really want. And then we work on your mindset and the actions to start creating the life you've always wanted. So if you're interested, go to yoadriantalks.com, click on coaching, and check out all my different coaching programs so that you can start having the life that you deserve.